Welcome back to Flipper Flicks. I'm Sam.
I'm Adam.
I'm Tim.
Oh, okay. I was making sure Tim was here.
Yeah.
I was getting concerned.
I have to clear my throat.
There was a slight pause.
I was like, can I get this out before?
Oh, no. Tim's like dying over there.
I was about to mute and I was like, ooh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they'll never hear that pause.
Yeah, well, it happened.
It's okay.
And we are spending springtime with Sigourney.
Yes, we are.
Once again. This week's movie was Heartbreakers.
Rulemakers.
Is this the first one we picked? Like, this should we is talk your first about pick our pick. Process and how we picked
Yeah.
These?
Okay. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. If we were to be like, okay, we wanted to pick 9 Sigourney Weaver films, but we wanted to make sure we weren't being like, okay, this one where Sigourney's in it, but she's not the main character. She's just voicing over and finding Dory. And we're like, well, that doesn't really count. So I went through a list of all of her films. I may have used AI to help that because I'm lazy.
Fair.
And I was like, okay, here's 20 some films that where she is a lead or a co-lead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then some of them where she plays like a more, how do I want to say it? Like a larger secondary role.
Okay.
So I grabbed all those lists and then I was like, well, the moment I just put the name of these movies, Tim's going to be like Galaxy Quest done. Don't even care.
100%. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to put all of these movie, like what I do, like the log line. Mm-hmm. And we ranked all of the log lines, and there was actually only, what, one movie that you two intersected on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that one was the Snow White film, which I didn't even know was a thing, but we'll get to that later.
A lot of those I didn't know were a thing. I was like, and what was interesting to me about doing it based on the log lines is I was like, ooh, I really like this one. Ooh, that sounds really cool. Versus, right. Like, yeah. I feel like, for example, this is the perfect one. If I would have seen this poster on like IMDb, I would have been like, I'm not fucking choosing that
Dude,
movie.
Right?
Like, it looks terrible.
It would have been like the Big Bounce 2.0.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed like just having the log line because it was like a little snapshot into what the movie's about, which without all of the bad packaging that you can sometimes run into. Because I almost picked
one. You did
one.
Not want to judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. And then I looked at the, like when we were redoing them, because Tim and I had the same one, I was like, oh, I got to pick another one. And you were like, are you sure you want to pick this one? And you show me the poster or something. And I was like, no.
I was never going to make you, because you ranked that film number one. Tim ranked it number 3. So I was like, I'm going to just take Tim's number 4 and I'm pretty sure Tim is in space or dealing with like science fiction or what do you want to call ghosts?
Paranormal.
Paranormal and science fiction. That is where Tim is living this season. I chose kind of like drama-y. I think I have one comedy and Sam's like, I don't fucking know. She's just
just going for everything. I'm going for her range. Anomaly.
Sam wants her range. Yeah. Sam wants her range.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
So Tim, for just the listener to know, Tim did not get tricked. He did not get tripped up by the log lines. He was still able to acquire Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was like,
as
done.
Soon as I saw it, I was like, ha, ha, ha. I know exactly what that
is. I know.
I was going to say Holes was one too that I had forgotten she was in until we were reading the log lines. And I was like, oh, Holes. I'm not going to pick it, but Holes.
Yeah. So
I still don't think I've seen Holes.
That's crazy. Whatever
it was
grade.
A book, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think we've had this conversation.
Yeah. And most people, I feel like a lot of people in our generation had to read it for school.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think I had to read it and I never did.
That checks out to me.
That checks out, man. That checks out. I don't remember what grade it was.
I was
going to
say
6th through 8th.
It was young enough that like you could still like not be completely bored by it. Like I remember some of the high school books. I was like, do we really have to read these? But it was old enough that you would get to the point where you'd be like, fuck it, I'm not reading that. So that that checks out to me for Tim being like, meh, no.
Yep.
Well, all right.
Heartbreakers.
So Heartbreakers. Where did we watch it? Max? Is that where
Max.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a 2-hour film, which I was surprised about because by the title and the poster, if you look it up, It doesn't look like it should be a 2-hour film.
And then you see it's a comedy.
Yeah.
Right. It's like,
comedy, crime, romance are the genres IMDb has it for.
Okay.
And the synopsis is a mother and daughter con team seduce and scam wealthy men.
All right. By
Short
the way, Tim,
and sweet.
I this has probably been said before, but I've never heard it, so I'm gonna say I made it up. It's a conity.
A con comedy.
It just makes me think of like a heist.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a con artist film.
Right, yeah.
In a comedy. Like the big bounce is in the conity.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that was Sam's last pick, was the Big Bounce, and now we're at Heartbreaker, so.
Deja vu, man.
Yeah.
I was like, wait.
Yeah. Them early 2000 con, like, con artist comedy films were a thing, apparently.
Yeah. It was very bizarre.
I don't remember this, Tim. Do you?
Do what?
Do you remember all of these films from the early 2000s? I mean.
I don't know. Catch Me If You Can was also that. So there must have been a subgenre where
they were happening. In at the time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, people will go to theaters to see this weird.
People will go see like not Zach Galifianakis. He wasn't really known then. I only knew him from Hangover, and that was in 2009. But
right,
You got fucking Gene Hackman, Sigourney, duh.
Jennifer there Love, were a lot of people in this.
Yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt was big at that time. Who am I missing?
The dude that played. Bartender.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ray Liotta. And then the bartender.
Jason Lee.
Yeah. And then Sarah Silverman's in it.
Yeah.
It's like.
I'm not a fan of Sarah Silverman. I don't know why, but she annoys me.
It's her voice.
Yeah, probably.
That's how you were always annoyed with her voice, too.
It's true.
That and she's Ned Schneebly's girlfriend. Boyfriend.
Which she's girlfriend? Like a
girlfriend.
She's super like bitchy in that film. So I feel like.
So Sam was rubbed the wrong way from her from School of Rock. Just like she was rubbed the wrong way with Chris Pine in Princess Diaries 2.
Exactly. Well, it's like when I was a youth, I would see these people.
Sam has so much angst.
And
in
then
her.
I would be like, well, that character's hateable. And then I keep it till I'm 30. And I'm like, it's fine. They're still hateable. Whatever.
I don't think Chris Pine is, though. Well, whatever.
Whatever. The music in this film is very similar to The Big Bounce, where you're like, what the fuck is happening for this music? Like, it just feels very con artist-y. But like, there's a lot of it. It's like do.
Right.
Yeah. They had some weird like just sound.
Yeah.
Overall, my first hiccup with this film.
Uh oh.
Was when she's at the bank, and they're like her old con artist friend, which you find out later.
Right.
Is like, I'm part of the IRS. I'm here to take your money. I'm like, okay. Like I understand that, but it's already taxed income. Like that money already was taxed.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They would not be coming after you. Like,
no, that was the part of it, though. You could even tell by listening to her talk. I was like, this lady's a fucking gangster. I was like, I wasn't buying the IRS
thing. I wasn't either. I was so grumpy about it because I was like,
this makes no sense.
I already did my taxes.
I was like, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know this. I do my own taxes.
So you would have preferred if she had a different con for her daughter that was more believable? To get her to stay.
Something like that. Something maybe like else. A gamble.
I mean, I don't even know how you transfer the money for her to get it. Because if you're pretending to be the IRS and you go to the bank's not just going to write it to the person.
Yeah. It was a whole weird thing. And like, it took like an hour and a half just to learn that it was a con.
Right.
Like it took 90 minutes. It took an entire film just to find out, she was conning her daughter to not leave.
Yeah, that was a weird string that they had to tie up at the end over there.
Right.
Yeah, which I did find funny. So Ray Liotta was hilarious the whole film.
He's great. He's fantastic.
I thought so too.
Dude, right?
Like there was one time where I think it was at the wedding where he was like, yeah, I'm a college professor. And she's like, oh, what are you teaching? Yeah. He's like, I don't know, college shit. Are
college
you a cop?
You're
like,
a cop?
So funny.
I laughed so hard at this.
So he also at one point, like when we're talking about like, hiding, like figuring out how to deal with Gene Hackman's dead corpse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Jersey.
Yeah. It's just like understood.
That was ad-libbed.
That's amazing.
Because he is actually from Jersey.
I love that.
I actually really liked the opening wedding scene with him when they're going down the hallway and you could just hear him going.
Yeah.
trying to go faster and faster. And it's just this long fucking hallway.
The longest hallway ever.
And they didn't even make it end quickly. He ran half that hallway.
I know.
That was great.
That was amazing.
I liked all the scenes where the Sigourney and him were together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I am happy that they ended up together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Him coming back at the very end and proposing in the middle of the resort.
Just like screaming at her.
Like, it was a ridiculous proposal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was sitting there, I'm like, how did he find her? But they actually left a good paper trail of the whole title transfer of the Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't just make some bullshit up. Oh, I just found you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There was a couple good, like, Ray Liotta definitely was funny and, like, brought the comedy up a notch for me. But then also, like, when she first buys the statue and she's, like, trying to get that guy to, like, drop it and the penis, like, breaks off, I was dying. Like, it was just, I don't know why, it was just so fucking funny.
There were lots of scenes that I just was dying. And then I'd be like, what is this story? And then I'd start laughing hilarious. Like, it was such a weird movie.
Mm-hmm. I think... Oh, go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say, I found it very entertaining, but also that it was a good comedy, in my opinion, because the writing was really good. There was depth to the jokes. There were some, you know, parts that we were just like, okay.
Come on.
The whole daughter thing, like scam thing. Like, we know that's happening, or like we have kind of a hint at it or whatever. They're all scamming each other. Some of that stuff was, you know, out there and not that great. But it just made me think of like terrible horror movies where... they are all about jump scares and stuff, and terrible comedies are about like having one-liners that have no depth to them. And this one did really good at not having that issue, even though it was kind of a silly idea and like not very believable con. Like, a very plausible, you know, con scheme. But
it had like this weird Dirty Rotten Scoundrels feel. But not the same thing.
Right.
Actually, right? They were wooing women. Mm-hmm. Rich old women. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But Gene Hackman dying every scene because of the cigarettes.
His teeth and everything.
Oh, God.
And then when she gives him mouth to mouth and she comes up and she's got smoke.
I thought that was hilarious.
It was so good.
They say smoking doesn't kill you. It kills you. They're crazy. Just starts dying and like hacking up a lung. That is why they call him Hackman.
Oh, there you go.
But.
Yeah.
There
what were you going to say, Sam?
I was going to say there was that one scene too where he's firing the maid. And this was the one scene that I was like, what the fuck happened? Where like they take her out and he's like, hey, he pays them to be like, hey, can you smack her around a little bit?
I was like, I know. Like, what the fuck?
Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know. It was just like, it's such a weird tone. And what I was going to say is that this movie did suffer a little bit in terms of like, I think why it's not as good as it could be is because like the other part with Jennifer Love Hewitt is kind of like cheesy and like
she's cringe. A little like Sigourney nails it.
And
Jennifer is just kind of like you get the idea of her role, but she's also annoying.
It's weird.
I don't know that it's necessarily that like it's just not believable. Anakin. Yeah, because
there
like,
you go.
If you think about,
I like that.
Yeah. Elaborate on that, please.
But you finish your thought, and we will.
I was going to say that, like, there was one part where I think it's the end after all of the wedding and everything. And then she's like, oh, by the way, my name's Paige and it's totally fine. It's like, it's just not believable that this dude isn't just like totally fed up with her with all the bullshit she's been doing.
Yeah.
I guess that's my thing. Like, you can't.
I mean, they started
like
off
that.
On such a great, great thing.
I also just don't understand, like, love in movies is so annoying. Because, like, I get it. Like,
the love interest just slows the film down.
Right. It just, like, you know, when you have that feeling, like, you see that person and you're like, I mean, you guys know you're married. So,
what?
But it's like, in the movies, though, it always feels really weird because it goes from, we've known each other for a couple days to we're getting married.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, like, it does. Didn't your mom get engaged, like, very quickly?
Yeah, but not days.
Not days.
Not days. There's no way.
Yeah, but like she My mom and my stepdad got married in a couple months.
It was like 3 months they got engaged.
So okay, that's what I always think about when I see movies like that. Because I'm like, well, I mean, I guess it does happen. But
it's like a fast timeline and then there's movie fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and no, so I will say this on this. How old were like, when did they get married?
Late 20s.
Yeah, they were young.
Okay. Oh, then my theory was not going to work.
Okay.
Were you thinking they were old?
If you're when you're older, you know more of what you want. I'm
true.
You know,
at this
going from
point,
my 20s to my 30s now, you kind of understand and you know how to communicate to somebody like what is going to work and what's not going to work. You know what to look for in a person. You know?
That being said, in this film, Gene Hackman's character literally is on death's door.
Yeah.
Yes.
He only has days to live, so he might as well.
So he's like,
he might as well. Yeah.
And for him, he's probably going to write a ironclad prenup. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
He's a billionaire in this film. You're
right.
The premise of this film is so weird because it's not believable to me,
mm-hmm.
right,
but it's still
not.
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's very funny.
But,
but then there's the other part that's like, my friends have this theory that I'm in love with you. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's like so bad. But
Jason Lee's delivery is very, like Ryan Reynolds feels very much like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they have similar.
They even
delivery.
Have a similar voice.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And then I once all I could hear is Syndrome from The Incredibles because he's the villain in the film.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, but wait, you got to go back to your theory that Jennifer Love Hewitt is Anakin.
I'll let Tim lead on that one.
I mean, it's just like their whole attitude and everything, right? Like they're the Padawan or, you know, they have a master and they're wanting to get on their own and be their own master and stuff. And then they get attachments to certain things and stuff. So it's like, that's kind of where she seems like him. He's just kind of annoying.
I mean,
where
it's
she's
really
just
good.
Kind of annoying.
That's a really good analogy.
I agree.
Not sarcasm. I'm an asshole, but I'm not going to be an asshole.
I thought it was going to be a lot more half-baked than that, but it was not. pretty much nails it.
Well, I thought originally Tim was going to go for the weird lines. Like Anakin just randomly will say weird shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but her writing was still good.
Yeah, it was still good. Except
Anakin
for like,
just said like weird shit, but he was also just angsty, whereas she's also a little angsty.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. You know, I just hate sand.
Mm-hmm.
Having a normal conversation, I hate sand.
Yeah.
Okay, Anakin. That's cool,
I'm
bro.
I'm still annoyed that he even like wanted to talk to her after how she interacted with him.
Yeah,
at the bar.
No, that.
Yeah.
Like the first time, I'm like, dude, you're going all on looks here. Like, you don't, mm-hmm. or are you trying to break through her shell? Like I think he feels like he does later on. And like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was very bizarre because she was just like hostile, basically.
She was, there was not like.
It was like, damn.
Maybe he was into it. Although he did say, it was kind of funny. He's like, what do you say? In the car scene, he said, like, look, I'm not into the whole domination thing, but I'm willing to try it. But not,
oh,
or something.
Yeah,
he said something
he
like
say
that.
Something like that. Yeah, so yeah. Maybe there you go.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, okay, well, he's just exploring, I guess.
We acknowledge the fact that this is ridiculous that he's still...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Unless we put it in this.
It's
yeah.
like breaking the fourth wall, kind of, yeah.
There was another line where Sarah Silverman at one point is like, you know he's not into ass play. That's just his sense of humor.
Oh yeah, she did say that. Yeah.
I was really confused by that. Like, I was like, "What? Oh,
okay."
Yeah.
And then somebody says the space and shit. I think it's Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's talking about the telescope. Oh my god, you can see space and shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's why it's like it's funny because like some of it's well written, and then you have shit like mm-hmm. that, and you're like, "Yikes!" But then it's just funny to laugh at that point.
But it also kind of fits her character because then he comes back at her and she's like, why are you all the way out here and like hiding and stuff? He's like, because I can see space and shit.
Exactly.
Like, you know, he sends it back to her.
I know.
And then at the end of that scene, I loved because he was like, oh, five people?
Yeah. I know. Like, it was a good callback.
Yeah.
That was a great callback. Like, he really was out here to just look at people.
Oh,
good.
Man.
Sam, I scared you when I said I loved you.
Mm-hmm.
That's another line he has. His line was so cheesy. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, it's a rom-com, right?
Yeah. They had to make somebody
the day, it's
cheesy.
A rom-com, so.
I know.
It was funny to me, though. Like, I didn't necessarily... Like, there were things that dated it, like the wardrobe, Jesus Christ, for...
Yeah.
Crop tops are back.
Yeah, I also like, hated that she pretended to be Russian.
Right?
Oh, like, that just seemed unnecessary.
It did. It did. Because you don't know the Russian language.
Yeah. Right. It's and like, then it's just like... Clearly. But the whole idea was to get married quickly because of green card, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was there was logic behind it, but we didn't know the logic.
For a while. Like a very long time. I mean,
we probably should have seen it, but like it still was just felt weird. Like she could have done that differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like she could have used like an English accent.
Right.
Where she didn't
a language that's not far from hers.
Exactly, yeah. Right?
They just have extra U's, right?
Don't make it hard on yourself, lady. But there's like some of the wardrobe and then...
Like Gene Hackman's sex outfit?
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that was pretty great, honestly.
The socks, the
shorts?
The suspenders. Like
the suspenders, that's what I'm looking for.
Do you have like a wife beater on?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the car phone, that's what I was trying to get to.
Yes. Oh my like, God.
The fact that the car phone exists, I always love when there's car phones in movies. And
it's
then, because I forget that that was an era that we had. And then.
Mostly because we didn't ever use one.
I know, but my dad had one.
No way.
Yeah, he had one.
My parents didn't.
But we never used it.
I don't know if I did.
And they poured the water in it. And like later on, he like picks it up and the water comes out. He's like, what the fuck? Like. I don't know. It was good because I was like, how is this going to come back?
The car piling up scene, though.
Mm-hmm. That was over the top as well.
Just like.
I liked it.
Three cars. Dunk, dunk, dunk.
Yeah, right. Like.
But I want to say my favorite overall quote.
Oh, man.
Do you know how much therapy you both need?
Yeah.
But he was like not afraid of it. That's the funniest part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like knew that he had them, right? Like he understood their lifestyle. So I think that's what made him so great at the end is like he just didn't give a fuck.
No, he didn't care. Yeah.
Oh, man. Like he's just like, I don't know. The end scenes with him were just amazing. Like he was funny at the beginning, but he did get frostbite in his nether region.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not going to get frostbite from
I know. But it's funny to me.
But it's funny, yeah.
Well, I liked the end too. Like I was kind of surprised when she's like, "Oh yeah, and you got to do one more thing for me." I was like, "Whatever." I didn't think she would be conning her IRS person back. So I was like, "Look at them."
I know.
Coming full circle.
You'd think she would see that coming.
Oh yeah. 100%. Right?
I at one point I thought that the daughter stole the money. Like she conned her mom.
Yeah, I kind of felt like she was going to take the money and run off with him for a second.
Yeah. But. All right, Sam. So second Sigourney film.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel about Sigourney in this film?
Ooh, I liked her. I thought she did a good job.
Now, do we want to do two rankings here? Sigourney's character in the films. Because like, let's be real, Ripley's just going to win.
I was gonna say I don't. That's like not that's really fair.
Yeah, Ripley's a badass.
Ripley's a badass. She there's just too much going for her. She it, will
it's,
not.
It's
lose.
Hard though because you're comparing like a film that everybody know, like majority of people know, to like a film that I'd never seen.
Exactly.
I'd never heard of. And when I was doing research on it,
so it's like pop culture versus you know old comedy or something.
I was reading so there are this is like niche people's comedy. Like random favorite film. People just love this movie. Like they saw it when they were younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sam, I'll let you go now.
Oh, I was just, I mean, I'm just vibing, man. I mean, yeah, I liked it. I would flip it on. I agree. I thought it was fun. I thought it was cute. It's dated in parts, like we said, but it's not horrible. It's not hard to watch like the big bounce was in some parts. Like it did a lot of stuff better. So for me, it feels like a safe group flick that you would put on. You know what I mean? Like if you have somebody over your house, you don't know really what they're into. I feel like you could just slap this on.
You could pop that on.
And you'd probably be fine.
Like chatting through it, you're not going to miss everything.
That
like,
too, yeah.
It's not plot heavy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Agreed.
It's pretty simple.
And so it fits with your thought that like people have this random, it's their random favorite movie because they saw it at one point when they were younger. It's like,
right.
That to me is speaks to like a safe group flick pick.
Yeah.
It reminds me, like, I don't think your dad would have put this on, Sam, but it reminds me of a movie. It reminds me of movies he puts on for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, safe group flick.
Like, Let It Ride. Was it called Let It Ride?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was this other comedy from like back in the day. I would probably put Don't Throw Mama from the Train in a similar category.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was better, but yes.
I'm not saying. Yeah.
Same grouping.
I would agree.
Yeah. All right. So you flipping it on?
Yep. I'm flipping it on and it's at the number two spot because I really, it's kind of hard to compete with the
Aliens. Yeah, Aliens franchise. Is going to be tough to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tim, did it beat Aliens?
No.
No?
See,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Shocker.
I will put it at number two, but it is definitely a flip one. It's a fun film.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's fun. And like we said, like, you don't have to entirely pay attention to it to know what's going on, but like, you will miss some stuff here and there, like little antics and everything. But like, it's a good comedy. I don't know. I don't know how I never saw it, honestly, or heard of it, especially because it's Sigourney and like,
right?
It's kind of weird to think like Sigourney's in everything, but when you start looking at it, she really is kind of in everything.
Dude,
yeah. She's got a huge range and shit shows every time she's on screen. Like she does comedy, she does dramas, you know,
she can
all
do
sorts
sci-fi.
Of stuff,
so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, no, it's fantastic. I think it's a great film. I think most people would enjoy it. It is definitely, like you said, a group film to just pop on and chill.
Yeah, and like I would mirror what you guys have said.
Nice.
I liked it. I would flip it on. I don't know how high up it's going to end for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's kind of how I feel about it. I just threw it in number two for now.
Yeah. I'm just going to do that continuously.
But it'll get bumped.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think it'll end up in mid part
in
of
the
table.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
But who knows? Because, like, yeah, I'm glad that we did the blind log line picks, though.
Yeah.
Because you would never have picked this.
I would never have picked this. And then seeing the poster, I'm like, Jesus, this is going to suck. And then it did. So it's like,
right.
That
it's
poster,
been a nice
man.
Journey.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about that poster.
It's 2000s, man.
It is.
2000s.
I mean, it's like a similar like setup, like as, I want to say Legally Blonde. Legally Blonde. Not blind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Sam?
I don't remember the poster.
No,
but
to me, it's similar.
If she's wearing pink, it's because Jennifer Love Hewitt's probably wearing pink in the front.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Why you're like done.
Same movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But moving on to next week, let's see what we get. Like, I don't know. Maybe Tim and I will get to eat. Maybe we'll get on the board. Who knows?
Wouldn't it be great if I just got all mine right away? Be done for the season. With speaking intros.
Well, guys, that's not going to happen.
Damn.
Whoa.
We are headed to go hang out with Jane Goodall.
Oh, nice.
Gorillas in the Mist. That's an Adam pick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What?
I think I know what that is. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had to think about it because I remember looking at it. And now when you said it, I was like, I think I know what that is now.
Nice.
Well, that's exciting. So next week, we will be hanging out with some gorillas.
And Sigourney.
Once
again.
If it's what I think it is, I gotta look.
I just wanted to take a minute to thank you all for listening to us. We're so grateful that every 5 to 7 of you decides to tune in with us on Thursdays at 1 p.m. It gets our little hearts to flutter. And we're so thankful that you're here. So let me just steal your ear for a few more minutes while I talk about some of our social media. Social media, we have it. We're on Instagram and that new thing called Threads. Although by the time you hear this, I don't know if it'll be new. Either way. The user handle is FlipperFlicks. Very easy, very simple. We also have a website called FlipperFlicks.com. You see the simple thing? We really like it. We like to try to make it as easy for you as possible. On the website, you can see our bios. Read a little bit more about the 2, 3, 5, 10. No, there's just 3 of us. Crazy people on this podcast. Read a little bit about us, the little amount we're willing to share with you. And read about some of the categories. Depending on the season, there's different categories. So if you missed one, but you think it sounds really excellent, you can go ahead and check it out and be like, crap, let me go look for that one in the episode titles. The last thing and most important thing on the website is that we do recommendations. There's a little contact form where you can throw us a bone. Throw us a movie recommendation. We promise we will try to watch it in a timely manner. And yeah, once we watch it, we kind of link it to the website so you can see and come back to it and keep checking to make sure your recommendation got viewed and chit-chatted about. If you don't like the website angle or the social media angle, you can do the old school angle and you can email us, flipperflix@gmail.com. That's right, we have the email. Go ahead and give us a recommendation or just write us a love letter about how much you enjoy our voices, or maybe you can write us a hate letter about how much you're like, God, you guys ramble too much, like get it together. Either way, we'll be happy to hear from you. What else? What else? Well, we would love for you to like and subscribe on whatever podcasting platform that you're listening to us right now. Like I said, we're very thankful you're here. So anything you can do to just let us know you're out there, we would really love it. Like, subscribe, review. And there's plenty of places you can do that. Apple, Spotify, Google. If you're listening to us right now, you kind of know where to do it. So we'll leave it in your hands to make sure it gets done. Also, if you haven't figured it out by now, we drop episodes every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So if you subscribe, you'll be able to tell right when the episode drops because it'll come into your queue. So please go ahead and do that so you can listen to our ramblings every week. We would be eternally grateful. That's it.